Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Jones is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that Terry Jones, the founder of Travelocity, the founder of Kayak. His company now is called Essential Ideas. This guy has been a leader in building out innovative ways of serving people. And he's a visionary, obviously, founded Travelocity in 1996 when most people were still getting their airline tickets to Disney World from a fixed-base operation tour travel agency. And he also has a new book out, which he's going to tell us about in a minute. We're going to talk about innovation and leadership, the convergence of those two things. Terry Jones, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Tell us about the book. What's the title?
The book is called On Innovation.
All right.
You know, I've been lecturing on innovation for the last 10 years, and I really wanted to reach a bigger audience with many of the concepts that have been sort of drilled into me in the 10 different startups I've been in since Travelocity.com. So it's kind of a cookbook. It has 73 two-page ideas. It's very easy to read. Somebody called it yesterday a snackable book.
Right.
so that you can open it and get some ideas and start putting some gas in the tank.
And that's available wherever books are sold, huh?
Yeah, it's available. Right. It's available principally online,
right.
And you can go to my website. It's called terrysbook.com or any online bookstore.
So check it out, folks, from one of the innovative thought leaders of our time. Terry, thanks again for being here. Talk to us seems to me that you're converging the two things the right way, leadership and innovation. Talk to us about your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, innovation, I believe, rests on two pillars, the pillar of culture and the pillar of team. And it's really up to management to set the tone of that culture. Too many companies don't let people experiment. And if they do and they fail, then they punish the person. And so one of my mantras is kill the project, not the person.
Mm-hmm.
If you want people to experiment and change, you have to have a culture where they can experiment and change, where you're not the one as the leader saying, well, let me play devil's advocate for a moment.
Let's talk about what some of the characteristics, some of the elements of a culture that fosters, that nurtures innovation. What would be some of the things in that?
I think that's a culture where you allow new ideas to exist, where you test and experiment, where you really listen to what your customers are saying, and you know, you walk in their shoes, you go out and eat your own dog food.
Mm-hmm.
You really know. Because too many people don't even buy their own product and use it the way the customer does.
Mm-hmm.
If you do those kinds of things, at Kayak.com, every email that comes in from a customer goes to a programmer. Not to customer service, to a programmer. And the programmer has to fix the problem. So our slogan is, give the pain to the people who caused the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
cut out the middle.
That way,
cut out the middleman to problem solving.
Well, that's right. And let everybody in the company feel what the customer is feeling.
It seems to me, Terry, there's one more, if I could stick one suggestion in there, there's one more thing that is even more elemental than anything in an innovative culture, and it's something I talk about on the show here all the time, and that is you have to have a relationship with failure. You have to have a relationship with things that you try that don't work, where people don't get all worked up about it, and where the management, the leadership, is prepared to say to your innovators, is prepared to say, okay, that didn't work. What did we learn?
Exactly. That's so important, you know, because your wake is larger than you imagine as you as a leader move through the company, right? Everybody's looking at that wake.
Right.
It's what you say and do. And if you're the person who's the coach who says, okay, let's look at the game films, figure out what happened and move on,
mm-hmm.
Let's harvest learning from failure. Wow. That changes
everything. That's exactly right. Well, and the people, you're right about that. I like the way you said that. Because if every time someone thinks about being innovative, the point you make in your work now in your book is that the innovation needs to come from the bottom up, not from the top down. And if you're going to really get that kind of percolating innovation, when people see something on where the rubber meets the road, and they think, you know what, we could do this better. But if they're afraid that if they take a risk and they fail, they're going to get their hands slapped or maybe yelled at or fired, they're not going to do it. But if they think, okay, the boss is not going to kill me, you know, they're going to realize that I tried for the right reasons, I'm going to give it a shot.
Exactly. And, you know, if you trumpet some of those ideas and say, hey, we just put Bob's idea in place and it was great, and, you know, Larry out on the line had this idea and we put it in place, other people will hear about it. And they'll realize that the boss is okay with that. And he'll say, hey, and we tried John's idea and it didn't work. And you know what? I just put John on another project.
Well, or how about this? Hey, guys, let's give John a hand. He discovered something that won't work. So now we know that we're not supposed to do that anymore.
Let's not go down that blind alley that he discovered.
Congratulations, John. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's so important because, you know, in many companies, there's this thing I call the boson layer.
Uh-huh.
And the boson layer is sort of the impenetrable layer of middle management that won't let good ideas move up. And it's not anything wrong with middle management. They just know, hey, there's nothing in it for me. You know, if I stick my head up, it's going to get chopped off. So I'm not going to let those ideas go through. So it's up to senior management, whoever the leader is, even in a small business, to reach down and say, no, it's okay. I'm a coach. You know, and coaches don't just throw people off the team. They work to make the team better. And
don't
watch the game films.
Don't the ultimate leaders, the people with the big wake, as you say, don't they also need to make sure that there are no innovation black holes in their organization? You know, a black hole has got such strong gravity, it sucks anything near it into it, never to be returned. You know, make sure you don't have a manager who's a black hole, an innovation black hole, where, you know, they're sort of blocking that culture growth. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, negative people are energy vampires. They just suck the energy out of a room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they might be really good at what they're doing. Okay, maybe you can put up with them, but don't have them on your innovation team. You know, don't have them working on new ideas. And keep teams small. Amazon has this great rule called two pizza teams. If it takes more than two pizza to feed the team is too big.
I like that.
Boy, I agree with that because, you know, big teams just are involved with writing reports and talking to each other. And, you know, it's small teams. Even one person.
The two pizza rule, folks. That's a new one for us. I told you we'd get smarter when Terry Jones joined us. The two pizza rule, folks. If your team is bigger than it takes to feed them with two teams, the team's too big. Terry, give us the website again, please.
Terry'sbook.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Terry Jones, founder of Travelocity, the founder of Kayak, right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Whatever you do, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.